Welcome. This is WDKS. We don't know shit. WDKS is a current events podcast that'll introduce you to unusual news stories you didn't know you wanted to know. We're glad you're here with us. Now let's unpack some weird, fucked up, and interesting stories.
Welcome to episode 2 of WDKS 2019.
Hey guys.
I am Kyle. Who's this woman across from me?
I am River Weeks.
Who's this man over here?
It's your partner. It's your guy. It's your hombre. It's Reed Qualls, or aka at official Podman Reed on Instagram.
Always plugging. Always plugging.
Always plugging those Instagrams. I don't know what happened there. It's a good day. Good day. I've already had a couple of beers.
And a nap.
We're starting off right. Yes, I did get a nap in. Oh, yeah. Crack that ass.
That beer. Crack that ass. Ouch.
It is going to be a fun day. I don't know. Do I still do the business up front? I don't remember what I did last week.
You know what? Let's do the business on the end, okay?
Okay, let's do the business on the end.
Let's just get into it.
Let's get into those headlines first. That's what I want
to
hear.
All right, honeys. I got some sweet honey for you to suckle.
I was going to make a suckling noise, and I figured nobody would appreciate that. So,
all right. So this week, we have selective hearing on a whole new level. A party pooper, because it's not a River News Week without some shit. Arachnophobia for Kyle.
Thanks.
And alligator extortion.
All right. Okay. So we got four on the docket. Now that we know what the headlines are, let's go over what everybody's drinking. Because this week, unlike last week, we got some good fucking brews this week. So let's get right into it, starting with River.
All right, I have Temporal Purgatory by 18th Street Brewing out of Hammond, Indiana. It is a 5.9 ABV. It is hoppy, citrusy, smooth, light, and sweet. And let me try to confirm that for you guys, because this is my first sip. Good. Yes, confirmed. Can confirm.
Can confirm.
Very good.
Well, we've heard what...
Would recommend.
We've heard what Untappd says about it. What do you say about it?
I say, let me take another sip. It's like what I think of when I think of, I guess, a citrusy IPA. If I drink an IPA, it's going to be of the citrusy variety or I'm not going to like it. So, I mean, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know I am geared towards the fruit end of things. So, that citrus really comes out. It really adds that refreshing, like, woo. Kind of wakes you up a bit. Yeah, I really like it. I will probably be posting a picture of this beer on the Instagram at WDKSpod if you want to take a look at it, because the art is impressive. I'm like loving this art. So
I will say that the art is very good on that one. What would you give that on your Untappd score? You know, Untappd does 0 to 5.
4 to 5.
4 out of 5?
Bottle caps, that's pretty good. Reed, what are you drinking?
What are we, True Crime Garage? 4 out of 5 bottle caps.
I think it is bottle caps, right?
Jeez. It is bottle caps. Or yeah. Suns.
It's 4 out of 5 bottle caps. That's why they use that on True Crime Garage. By the way, if you like True Crime, not that we need to plug them, but True Crime Garage is a good podcast.
I wish True Crime Garage plugged us.
Right? Anyway, Reed, what are you drinking?
Alrighty then. I am drinking a Founders All Day IPA. Satisfies your taste while keeping your senses sharp. Brewed with a complex array of ingredients, balanced for optimal aromatic and a clean finish.
Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. This was actually the very first IPA I ever drank when I was in college. Me and one of my buddies, Elvin, got into kind of trying some different beers because I worked at that bar.
Mm-hmm, yep.
So we started trying some of the beers they were bringing in, and Founders All Day IPA was the first one. I absolutely fell in love with it. They had it in singles at the liquor store, and I grabbed two of the 19.2 ounces, which I love. Fuck this! Fuck the 12. Fuck the 16. We're going 19.2, guys.
Can't go to 20. It's got to be 19, too.
Fuck the 12-ounce, now fuck the 16. Fuck the 12-ounce, now fuck the 16.
It has a 4.7 and a 42 IBU. I think it is very underscored on Untappd. It's got about a 3.75.
What's your bottle personal cap. Bottle cap?
I still give this, hands down, at least a 4.5.
Wow.
I really I really seriously love this stuff. I'll give it another sip. Because it really, to me, in my taste buds, this is the most IPA of IPAs.
Okay.
Because you get a lot of hop, but the hops are clean and fresh.
I've never had one.
And then you have a little bit of the kind of the aromatic, like aromic type things they're talking about with a little bit of some fruit in there. But they just do such a good job of just calming down the hops, but still giving you that IPA taste, which is what makes it such a knockout. And Founders is pretty damn local when you consider how close they are in Michigan. So I'm all about them.
It's the Dungras from Greenbush Brewing Company in Michigan. And I had to buy it. I've never had it, but
I think I've had
a
few green bushes in my day.
I had to buy it because it has an octopus on the label. And anyone who knows me knows my affinity for cephalopods in any form. So I bought it purely on that alone. Damn, it is a fucking good beer. It's a good IPA.
I tried it earlier. I've got to say, not a fan. Like I was saying earlier, I am more interested in the citrusy side of the IPA, and that is just not my style of IPA. So if you're kind of looking for that more clean tasting IPA, I wouldn't recommend it. But Kyle is in love with this IPA.
To me, this is a definite cross between, if you want to try it and you're not sure, it's definite cross between, in my opinion, a Laser Snake and a Space Station Middle Finger by Three Floyds. I would definitely consider it a cross between those two. Not quite one or the other, but I definitely think that it sits right in there in that market with them.
I guess maybe in the proximity. I didn't get that, but...
Well, in terms of like the aftertaste and the undertone of the hop bitterness is what I'm getting at. But it definitely doesn't have that citrusy vibe at all, which I love. It's actually brewed with malt undertones, which I really adored more than I thought it would. I don't know. I dig it a lot. It's got 6.7 ABV, 67 IBU. It's a lot more on the bitterness than I normally go for. I mean, I'm normally like a 20 or an under kind of guy. But I don't know, man. There's something about it. I just really love it. Maybe the octopus is speaking to me.
Probably.
But I just really like it. I really, really like it. This is my third, and I really like it. No, I really dig this. I really, really dig this. It's definitely not a drinking beer. Like, I couldn't, like, if I was hanging out with a bunch
pound
of buds.
Them. Yeah, you couldn't pound them.
No, yeah. I thought you said Kyle Dumb, and I was like, wow, I thought I was making
Kyle
a good
Dumb.
Point. it's definitely not something, yeah, if I was hanging out with a bunch of buds, wanting to pound some beers, just throw some back, have a good romping time.
Drinkability.
I wouldn't do that. Yeah, the drinkability is really low in my scale. Now, other people love this kind of stuff.
It's a sipper.
But, yeah, I mean, this would be something maybe I'd start with, have one or two, then switch to the Natty, which is my go-to drinking beer, just because you can fucking pound those bad boys and still feel like $1 million.
So, I will say... When it comes to all of our beer selections, you guys seem to be, this episode, a sucker for marketing. I'm not going to take anything away from 18th Street and their style can, because they are always a freaking knockout.
Very much
Whoever does their designs and marketing at 18th Street, keep doing what you're doing, because every can, every post you guys put on social media, everything you have for taps at bars is fucking beautiful.
I didn't even look up the beer on Untappd because the... label was so eye-catching, there was no way I wasn't going to buy it.
Yeah, I mean, they do a phenomenal job, and if you've never seen one of their taps, even more gorgeous.
Really? Wow.
Absolutely phenomenal stuff. Again, not taking anything away, but you picked that over the can. Kyle is a sucker for octopuses, and I went kind of sentimental, because I saw this, and it took me back. But I guess with that, that's the selections. Kyle, are we moving to the news?
I think it's time we hit the newsroom floor. Tell us what's going on, River.
All right, guys, I'm going to start with a question. Have you guys ever felt like me, your wife, Kyle, or Reed, your girlfriend. Have you ever felt like what you're saying went right over her head and like she was just saying, mm-hmm, honey, yeah, okay.
Kyle!
Obviously, we know Reed's answer.
You take the plunge first.
Well, I would like to get laid sometime before I die again, so I'm going to say no, never.
Honest
dude.
Answer. Give me your honest answer.
I think that every conversation we have is a very intellectual.
I don't want to hear some bullshit ass fucking shit, because you already know that sometimes when you talk about video games or something, I am checked the fuck out. You can't lie to me and tell me you're not checked the fuck out when I go on rants about shit.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Reed? He's smirking as if he is trying to say it in a way.
I said it, okay, yes. Let's get to the news story. Jeez.
All right, all right, all right, all right.
Starting this episode in the doghouse today.
Oh, shit.
Woman unable to hear men's voice due to a rare condition.
I saw this today.
Holy fuck,
on my news feed. I didn't get into it, so I'm excited.
All right. So she woke up one morning unable to hear her boyfriend's voice. She was rushed to the hospital and diagnosed with reversed slope hearing loss, or RSHL. According to Tennessee Hearing Center, for every 12,000 cases of hearing loss, only one person has RSHL. Those with the condition typically have trouble hearing low-frequency sounds, which explains her not being able to understand or hear her boyfriend's voice. The condition is typically caused by genetics, but this woman also was having like a lack of sleep, kind of being stressed out a lot, which could have brought on her being unable to hear the low frequency sounds. But she's expected to fully recover. So she's got a real damn good excuse for ignoring the shit out of her boyfriend.
Huh.
Weird.
So does her boyfriend have to be like, hey, honey, I'm going to go to the store. Do you need anything?
Do you guys have anything to send me from the store today?
Or like, so she completely can't hear him, or is like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, did she just become trolling around?
She cannot hear him at all. So the doctor said, a female doctor said she could hear me perfectly clearly, and her boyfriend came into the room, could not hear anything he said whatsoever.
Wow, that's so fucking bizarre.
Yeah, it really blew my mind.
Interestingly, that started with him asking for a sandwich. I don't know.
So wait, we have memes about men not moaning. We start moaning and you girls start losing your fucking hearing and can't hear us anymore.
All right. Wait a sec. There's memes about men not moaning?
I didn't know that.
Have you not seen those?
No, I haven't.
I mean, I probably not, because I moan quite a bit. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, there's this whole thing where it's like, why don't guys moan in the bedroom? And it's like, we just whisper shit and like, use bitches' ears.
If Kyle was quiet, I'd be weirded out.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty good at being pretty vocal. One time I was too vocal. That didn't go over well.
You're doing a joke.
I was doing a joke, but yeah, I was too vocal.
It pissed me off. Anyway, moving on.
So this is just something that happens for a short period of time?
It is a genetic thing. I do believe that there is a chance it can be permanent, but the article did not specify whether or not it is a permanent condition or temporary.
I could just see when she fully recovers and she can hear him again, anytime that he's about to like be shitty to her, like, because everybody gets shitty with people, you know, everybody gets frustrated. Next time he's about to get shitty or like frustrated or ask her to do something she doesn't want to do, she'll be like, just, you better watch out, don't cause me any fucking stress or I won't be able to hear you anymore. Huh, you want that, you want that, you want that again? Now I'm not gonna do the fucking dishes, you can make your own Dan sandwich. And Dan gets his own sandwich, apparently.
Or
I don't know why I said
just
Dan
like,
sandwich,
or she's annoyed by him and she just goes, what,
I can't hear you,
what? That's what I
mean. My RSVPLT
RSHL.
My NordVPN's freaking out.
It's a flare-up, honey.
That was good. That was I didn't expect that at all. That was a good story.
I'm really glad that came up, because it did come across my newsfeed today, and I was I was with the kids and hanging out and everything, and I was going to take a nap before I came over here.
I took care of that
so
for you.
So I didn't read it. So I'm glad you brought that up, because that's quite interesting. And I was curious if it was real or not.
It is real. I did look at multiple different Sources, I found many different reputable news sources. The one that I have cited is Fox News, but there are many different news outlets reporting that. So it's legit.
I will say you guys have really stepped up your game in the 2019 season because, I mean, you came in here guns blazing last week with all the notes. She spent forever looking at the news today. I'm just over here playing Warframe. And she's just, like, going, like, a deep dive, like, hacker man over here. Like, and I was like, what are you doing?
It just makes it easier. But
it does, yeah, absolutely.
What were the chances of having this exact hearing issue?
For every 12,000 cases of hearing loss, only one person has RSHL, which is what she was diagnosed with.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's pretty fucking rare.
But one out of 12,000, that's really not, I mean, you think about this.
When you think
really
about the world, it's not that, rare. But I imagine how terrifying it would be to wake up out of bed, because this is what happened to her. She woke up in the morning not being able to hear her boyfriend that she woke up beside. So imagine laying in bed next to your significant other, and they're speaking to you, and you see their mouth moving. It's very clear to you that they're speaking to you, and you cannot understand them.
No, that's,
or hear
again,
them.
That's again, terrifying. It's weird that it started with him asking for morning sex, and she couldn't hear
him. It didn't start
him.
That way. That's your narrative.
Fake news. It's actually some of my worst nightmares that stick with me are ones that, one, I can't move.
Yep.
And two, I can't hear. So if I woke up and couldn't hear,
it would freak you the fuck out.
I would completely freak out.
Oh, yeah.
One of my worst nightmares is just going skiing.
Oh, God.
Oh, here we go.
All right, moving on. Moving
on.
I'm
just being funny, guys.
It's not a Rivers News Week without some shit. As I was saying before, this story comes to us from Florida.
Shocker.
Shocking. Florida teacher accused of smearing feces at park, disrupting child's birthday party after workplace dispute.
You sure they're not related to the New Jersey guy that was taking shits on the track team?
No. I'm not positive, but I'm assuming no. So thousands of dollars of park equipment had been replaced, and a child's birthday party was canceled after a 42-year-old substitute teacher, Heather Carpenter, allegedly spread human feces across tables and grills at an outdoor venue. She was seen placing human waste and fecal matter on wooden tables and grills under the pavilion. And on top of it, I found it very poignant, very weird, all this happened at 6:30 in the fucking morning. She didn't do this in the cover of darkness. All this happened at 6:30 a.m. A witness at the park stated that he saw the woman wearing a surgical mask and blue rubber gloves. Would you like to hear some of the quotes from this witness?
Absolutely.
Okay. When I realized what she did, I was shocked and appalled. When I walked over there to see what was going on, the smell hit me and I noticed what she did on the on every table. Wiped it on every table. It was on the ground. Yeah. It was a mixture of urine and feces. And she had it in a big cup and was just pouring it all over and wiping it in.
Oh, it wasn't happening live? Like, she shit in a cup? And
oh, she had it ready. Oh, she had it ready to go, baby.
I have one question.
What's your question?
If you're done.
Go ahead.
What coffee did she drink that morning? Because
lots of espresso.
I'm going to need some.
The best part of waking up is feces in your cup.
So, Carpenter and her child were invited to this party, which was organized by the school principal. The act was actually retaliation for a dispute that she had with this principal a week prior. She later admitted to intentionally placing the waste at the park with an intent to disrupt the party. she faces felony criminal mischief and property damage charges for the incident. Can you fucking believe this bitch? She's like, this child's birthday party, I'm gonna fucking show up with feces and urine, rub it all over the grills, and fucking get it nasty in there and ruin everything. Worse what than that. The fuck?
Worse than that, you said this happened at 6:30 in the morning.
Yes!
Now picture this scenario, right? No child's birthday party happens at 6:30 in the morning, so she went there before party.
Premeditated.
And she just apparently planned to show up at the party later that day and go, guys, who the fuck pushed feces all over the... I don't know who it was, but they're clever.
What? She put it on the grills.
Yes.
The benches.
Everywhere, the pavilion, all over the pavilion.
The picnic tables. I'm a man. I'm grown.
Debatable.
And I don't think it is debatable. I don't think I could produce that much shit and piss at 6:30 in the morning to cover all of that stuff.
But that's why it was a week later, because she had to collect all the feces, which it's just sitting in her garage.
That's what I was going to say. That's she had a week to premeditate this revenge because she did not like how the principal handled a dispute. Mind you, this is a substitute teacher who she's technically employed by. She's employed by this principal that she decided to spread piss and shit all over this birthday planning, that the principal who she had a dispute with was nice enough to invite her to. He didn't have to invite this person that clearly he had issues with, but he did. Jeez. And instead of coming to the party and reconciling the differences to prove that she still had a beef with him, she took, I don't know who's pissing shit, but someone's pissing shit, and ruined this child's birthday party.
That's honestly what's most disturbing about it, is the fact that she decided to take out her beef with this principal during a child's birthday party.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Well, to play devil's advocate, child just discovered a secret part of himself that he really enjoyed, thanks to this lady.
No.
I'm just saying, maybe it's a possibility.
No.
And two girls, one cup just suddenly became his little gold piece of heaven from 20 years ago.
That's not even right.
No. I didn't say it was right. I'm just saying, you know, it's this thing might happen.
What? We've said it probably at least half the episodes in the classics, and now again in episode 2. What in the living fuck is happening in Florida?
I don't fucking know.
Is there something in the air or what is going on?
Well, first the shit stories were happening in New Jersey, and now we've migrated the shit stories to Florida, and I'm sure there's many more to come. So I guess
New Jersey, you
gotta
step it up.
Look forward to the shit stories coming in 2019 from Florida, because seems like every Newsweek I have, I'm bringing y'all some shit, and I mean... some shit, like, literally.
I cannot believe that we put people like this around.
Children.
Because isn't it unbelievable that you can, like, do... like, I would think they would do a background check and, like, wouldn't this psychoticness have shown up sometime in
you
this
never
lady's
know.
Life?
A lot of people have mental breaks.
Or does something just mentally just snap? You're like, I'm going to shit and piss in a bunch of fucking... like lemonade.
No, a bunch of big gulps.
Yeah, like big gulps, and just spread all over a fucking park.
That's ugh.
It's beyond me. This story I took a deep dive into and made sure I had all the information, because it blew my mind that an adult 42-year-old woman would do this.
She dug all the way to the colon. I think a lot of people don't realize the amount of, like, the smallest shit you can get arrested and charged for. Like people
literally.
Don't realize, like, oh, I yeah, literally.
I don't think this was small shit.
People don't realize that, though. People think they can just do shit like that and just
be
like, it's a personal beef between other people. Like, no, that's, you can go to jail for that.
Well, diving into people not understanding the line and that you can go to jail for certain things is a whole long ass conversation.
Oh, yeah. Well, I agree.
This is completely fucked up, and I am absolutely blown away that she was so hurt or angry at this principal.
And clearly, there were people close enough to her during this things she was doing while she was spreading this shit and piss in this big cup with this mask on and these gloves. There are people near her, close enough to see her do the act, and she never was thinking, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. This man has a firsthand account of seeing this woman in her mask and her gloves spreading this feces everywhere, and she still had no regard for other people seeing her. She didn't care. She thought, and based on her response to the allegations, which are obviously proven, she just thought that this was a logical way to handle her problems, which is fucking insane.
You know that guy went home and got trashed that night.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is life? What is humanity?
You know what I just fucking saw?
The way he explained when the smell hit me.
Oh, yeah.
Not when I said... When it hit me.
Do you want me to...
I don't know if I could
read that quote again.
Yeah, read that again.
I'm going to read it dramatically. When I walked back over there to see what was going on, the smell hit me, and I noticed that she did it to every table.
Yeah, I guarantee you I'm not sipping an ounce of beer after the smell of shit and piss hits me.
Ooh. Ugh. Human feces, like,
hits
woo,
you,
hits you right in the face. All right, guys.
Yeah, moving on so I can continue to enjoy my all day.
Yeah, IPA. So we don't get to the point of vomiting. We're gonna move on. I'm gonna skip the subtitle and I'm gonna give you guys a little. I don't want to call it meditative, but close your eyes. I want you guys to both close your eyes and have this experience with me.
Okay.
Imagine this. You're taking your dog for a walk when you hear a muffled scream from a nearby home. You strain to hear what the commotion is all about, and you realize you're hearing a toddler screaming and an adult man shouting, "Why won't you die?" You may open your eyes.
All right, I have...
I
got a lot of anger.
I have a lot of fear.
Okay, go ahead. Give me your emotional breakdown right now.
I'm seriously like furious. That's okay. Somebody would say that to a child.
I hope to God you got a comedic twist coming.
I do. Okay, Kyle, do you have an in-depth?
My heart immediately just sank.
Okay.
We don't have children, you and I, but I mean, just to hear.
We have nieces and nephews that we love very much.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like,
So logically, the passerby who experienced this calls the police. Multiple police units respond, lights and sirens ablaze. Upon arrival, police realize the screaming was due to a spider that would not die despite the man's multiple attempts to kill it.
Do you try and burn the house down?
Do you feel better now?
I feel much better.
Wait, where's the toddler at?
The toddler was afraid of the spider.
Oh.
Yes.
A classic case of contextual impedance.
So the report did not identify the man or the type of spider, but upon arrival, the spider was dead and all the commotion was ended. Sorry I got you guys riled up.
Yeah, you got me super riled.
I'm emotionally drained now. I am just emotionally done. I don't even know. What kind of spider was that? That was a steel-coated spider, motherfucker.
But to explain why this would be so upsetting, in America, at least where we live in the Midwest, we don't have these super giant spiders, right? This was in Australia.
Well, if you ask me, they're all super giant, and they all need to die, okay?
If you ask the arachnophobe. But so this happened in Australia, where the spider population outweighs the human population by probably thousands, if not millions.
Can I get a boo?
So yes. This spider was probably pretty significant size, and the whole commotion was over the spider. Turns out the child was fine. I just thought I would make sure you guys were listening and awake.
Let me upset my husband and piss off my brother. No, I'm glad it ended that way. I am shocked that they even put into the article that it's important what type of spider it was or anything. Like, I feel like that could have just been left out, but
we don't know. They cannot confirm the identity of the man or
because
the type of spider.
If I was walking through the neighborhood and I heard that, I'm kicking down a fucking door.
Imagine how terrified
about, yeah.
he was. Yeah.
I'm not waiting for the police. I'm kicking down the door. And that's just me as a dad.
No, I mean, I definitely can agree with that. I mean,
that's the picture that was painted in my eyes from the article. I wrote that little kind of, you know, imagination type, bring you into the story type thing. But yeah, that's exactly what this person was doing. They were walking down the street and heard this really loud commotion going on and were concerned enough to call the police. And the police were concerned enough that they sent multiple units. So luckily, this was not a major family issue, and it was just a fucking spider, which ends up being pretty funny.
Thank the lucky stars.
Not a huge fan of spiders, but never have I
been so happy.
Screamed, why won't you die?
But also never have you been so happy to find out it was just a spider.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty true. Yeah. But I guess if it was Australia, they got some hardy animals there.
Oh, big ol' fucking spiders.
We don't have
hardy
animals. I mean, it's warm there all the fucking time. They're literally dry humping the equator, so.
Hell yeah. What else you got?
All right, moving on. Suspect used 3-foot alligator to threaten kidnapped man.
Hell yeah.
Authorities say a 21-year-old man called his aunt on April 6th to say he had been kidnapped and his abductor was demanding $800, low ransom if you ask me. The aunt contacted police who told her to demand proof that her nephew was okay. Police say that she received a photograph of her nephew face down in a bathtub, the open-mouthed alligator on top of him. Police tracked down 30-year-old Isaias Garcias of Garland, Texas. He was held on $25,000 bond, and he later pleaded guilty to reduced charges. He faces up to 1 year in prison, and his sentencing is March 15th. So we'll see what he gets for holding this man hostage with a fucking alligator in a bathtub for $800.
I would like to know what he was behind on or who he owed $800 to, because it's very
seems
low.
Real low.
Real low and very, like, specific.
$800. Like, what do you need $800 that much for?
He just had to make his rent, guys, and he just didn't know how to do it.
I just imagine somebody holding an alligator kind of like a...
like a gun.
Like a gun. like, I'll use this fucking thing!
Like the cat gun from Postal 2? Where you just held a cat by the ass and it shot other cats.
Meow, meow, meow. I just thought that was so nuts that for $800 you'd put a fucking stranger, from my understanding, a stranger in a bathtub face down and lay an alligator on top of him for ransom.
What if it was just like a little baby alligator?
But she said it was 3 foot.
Oh, okay. 3 foot alligator.
That's not really that big.
If
it was a 3 foot alligator trying to come eat me, dude, I'm going to give a guy $800.
If it were me, being someone who's been around a lot of wildlife, I would probably know how to handle that. But being someone who's not around anything but dogs and cats, you wouldn't have no fucking idea how quickly that animal would react or not react. It also depends.
That's what I'm saying.
It also depends on how recently that animal was fed, how aggressive it's going to be. But that would be terrifying to have some fucking psycho holding you with this alligator in of all places, a bathtub for only $800.
It may be the Founders All Day IPA, but I feel like I could wrestle with a 3 foot alligator.
I'll wrestle.
Definitely the Founders All Day IPA.
Would you guys pay $100 to get me back out of a bathtub with an alligator on top of me?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Sorry, no.
Let me check the budget.
We seem to be divided on this issue.
I'd be like, give me the address and I'll take care of the alligator and then I can get him for free.
I would go.
Do you take Apple Pay?
I would find out like where to get you from and go beat up the alligator.
We don't need to go to animal abuse. It's not the alligator's fault.
Beat up the alligator guy.
There you go. Beat up the guy that somehow managed to get this 3 foot alligator. We have not even talked about how the fuck did he get this 3 foot alligator?
Love and affection.
What?
Maybe he bought a little baby alligator and raised it to be his little
minion.
His little ransom.
He calls it Caesar.
Oh, God.
He named it Caesar. It's his best friend.
But that's kind of the story. This fucking dude really, really desperately needed $800, and I really wish that I knew what he needed it for. But he did plead guilty to reduced sentencing. So he's going to be facing some charges, but we won't know until March 15th. So maybe we'll do an update then. I don't know.
Huh. All right, well, let's check the scoreboard. I think we're going to give Florida 1, Texas 0, because I think shit trumps ransom alligator. What do you guys think?
Fuck, dude, that's a great idea. We should get right here on the wall in the pod room a dry erase board or some shit
of
where
what?
We of like the states we cover put a fucking scoreboard, and at the end of
give
the season
give them a winner for every
at the end of the season there's a winner and they get like a ribbon on the wall in the studio here.
Yeah, I do like that idea. We can start taking a tally, but I feel like Florida's gonna run away
idea.
With it.
I think that's a great idea. We'll see. New Jersey took the win last season. So.
Oh, yeah. New Jersey was the shit capital of the United States. And I don't mean shit
and
in a derogatory way.
The dick dangler dabber. The dabbing dick dangler.
Oh, my gosh.
And the super duper dookie decker. Super duper dookie diaper dumper.
Oh, yeah.
Also
oh,
from
my
Jersey.
Gosh. Take me back.
Back to the disaster. Sorry.
All right, guys. That's all the news stories.
That's what you got? That's all you got?
That's all I got.
That's a fantastic set of news stories. But you know what I think it's time for?
The break. We're back, you guys, and I have some grievances.
Wait a second. Call the judge to order.
Last week, on Divorce Court, we got into some fishy business. Kyle says he likes the way the fish look, but he likes to also forget to feed them. River says that she's the only one that takes care of them. Let's get the update this week on WDKS Divorce Court.
I will start. The fish are dead.
River says all the fish are dead. Let's hear what Kyle has to say.
All the fish are dead. Push them to the edge. All the fish are dead. Yeah, push them to the edge. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this week on WDKS Divorce Court, all the fish are dead, pushing Kyle to the edge and leaving River empty and dead inside.
Whoa.
I couldn't be happier.
All right, guys. Yeah, the fish tank is retired. We're done. The last fish died. I feel like we've been kind of waiting for this moment. As
I've been waiting
for
this moment.
All the fish are dead. We can lay the fucking fish update to rest. Finally.
I got to say, I know there's probably going to be some people that are like, you let all the fish die.
You're animal abusers.
We said in the classic series, long time ago, we're novices. That's why we only bought the Gups. I mean,
yeah, we had just had Guppies.
It sounds sad, but it's like we took a stab at it. I mean, a lot of people, I'm sure, take a stab at raising fish, and we took a stab at it, and we bought like probably 8 fish between the frogs, the snails, the fish, replacement snails, more frogs, fish. I mean, we bought a lot of things, and we tried, and we probably bought like. What do we have, like 8 bottles of various additives and 8,
oh my gosh,
you know, different,
all kinds of different stuff.
Different things to put in the tank, different ways to clean the tank, different times to clean the tank. Like, we tried it
but
all.
But you know what? I'm sick of justifying our shitty fish parenting. The fish are dead. It's laid to bed. The fish are dead. It's laid to bed, y'all.
I think it's good. Personally, I'm happy that we don't have the fish tank anymore just because,
yes,
I mean, it
I
took
agree.
Up a lot of the bar space.
A lot of time.
And a lot
maintain,
of time. Yeah.
And I learned a lot about taking care of fish, but clearly not enough to keep them alive.
Now,
so,
we may go back into fish down the road. Maybe,
debatable.
You know, I said may. Down the road, we might decide we want to try to do the fish thing again, but Right now, I'm just happy that the experiment's over and it's one thing off of our plate.
Oh, yeah. I think the next step is going to be dogs.
No, you guys definitely did make a solid effort. But I will say the only fish that should come into this apartment from this time forward is if they're going into the grandpappy fryer or into the oven.
Do we have fry updates? Now, are we replacing fish updates with fry updates?
Fryer updates?
Because I am ready for the fry updates.
We're going to call him Fryer Reed.
So, yes. I think this evening, because I'm getting a little bit buzzed and it sounds really good, I think I'm going to make some more of the donuts.
Oh, hell yeah.
Those donuts were good
as
fuck.
They were real good.
But today, for lunch, I made just your usual, like the chicken nuggets and french fries. But I did get a pack of, what are the little rolled up tacos?
Taquitos.
Taquitos. I bought a pack of taquitos, deep fried those.
Mm.
Took about 4 or 5 minutes to get them finished up, but gosh damn it. Ooh, they were fucking good.
Kyle and I do like taquitos.
Next week, I think what I'm going to bring to the table is what we talked about on New Year's. And I think I'm going to try and deep fry a... Well, that we brought on the podcast.
Oh, but you want to try a Hot Pocket.
I want to try and deep fry a Hot Pocket.
Hell yeah.
You make sure that I'm at your house for that, because if I'm not, I just may disown you.
I'll bring Hot Pockets. I'll bring every Hot Pocket they have for you to try. I'll bring Hot Pockets
and we'll bring oil.
Okay, so maybe next weekend we should look at doing it together as a family and as a podcast and deep frying a few Hot Pockets and the pierogies that Kyle had brought up last week on our episode one, and we'll stab at it because pierogies sound good. I was wondering, I dove deeper into the pierogi thing. Do you think that we should do a seasoning mixture and kind of splash them in some seasoning before deep frying them to give them
I think you should boil them. I think you should boil them first and then fry them, because that's how I normally make them. I don't deep fry them.
But you have to be careful with that, because if you boil them first, you have to dry them thoroughly before you fry them. Because one time I was intoxicated and I was making pierogies the way Kyle likes, which is boiled first and then like given a crisp with a little bit of fry. And I fucking burned the shit out of my arm because I put some very slightly damp, barely damp pierogies into the hot oil. And boy, did it almost start a grease fire.
Well, this is where a basket would come in handy. If we, you know, boil them up, let them dry for a couple of minutes, put them in the basket and drop the basket in, because we didn't have a basket. We were just pan frying.
We always fry in a pot.
I fry stuff.
No, you don't.
I fry stuff.
I don't believe that for a fucking minute.
I love how she makes me sound like this fat-ass Jabba the Hutt. She's like, I was cooking the pierogies like Kyle likes. Like, I'm sitting on the couch like,
burn me the fucking pierogies
the way I like, bitch.
close.
I really wish that Jabba the Hutt would have said bitch in Star Wars.
Instead, he spoke Navajo. Little nerd culture of mine coming out right there.
All right, this is not the library. But if you want to listen to the library, find that on the podcast after you're done listening to this episode.
You should. Quick side note, we relaunched it again, and I really am proud of it, so please go listen to it. It's just the library. You can find it anywhere, thelibrarypodcast.com.
If you're interested in history and the weird side of history, especially, the library is your place to learn the weird side of history. We're the weird side of news. Kyle's the weird side of history. You can find all kinds of interesting, weird shit that happened in the past that you haven't heard of in history class. So.
But right now, we're not talking about emus. If you want to know about emus, go to the library.
Yeah.
We're talking about deep frying. So we should boil them, dry them, and then fry them. But my question still is, do you mix a seasoning together to kind of give them an umph, or do pierogies have an umph on their own?
You know, well, I think it would be beneficial, especially with don't answer my cooking question. You don't know anything about cooking. Don't act like
that's
you know.
Not necessarily true.
Shh, child. Let me answer the
fishy.
I would say that, especially with like cheese pierogies or like honestly like any pierogies, I'd say like a herbal like dusting with flour. So let's say let's try this. Let's boil them to the recommended like packaged instructions. Dust them with flour, some salt, some pepper, some rosemary.
I was thinking more of like an Italian kind of seasoning.
Well,
style.
Like you can do
that's
like Italian,
pretty Italian
seasoning. Yeah, yeah.
That
rosemary
seasoning
is pretty
blend
Italian.
Is pretty Italian.
Yeah. So you could do like if you have an Italian seasoning mix that's already pre-mixed, that would be good. Yeah, I would try that. Like, but mix it with flour. So like do it like kind of a like a dusting of flour. Yeah. That would be good as hell.
I want to see. Some most of them don't like that, but I would love to see a select for like you and I maybe, Reed. Instead of that mixture, I think it would be great if we just put some slap your mama on it and see how that.
Oh,
came
dude,
just slap some slap your mama on it.
Slap your mama.
I forgot how good that shit is.
Slap your mama is probably the best thing that Snappers
it's
ever did
seasoning.
To me. It's a seasoning that Snappers has on this, like, you can just get it on anything because they just have it at the table. But it's probably one of the best seasonings.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so spicy. It's so hot, and I love it. Just like my wife, she's so hot, and I love her.
Ooh.
They have light, mild, and hot when it comes to Slappy Mama. I've got mild. That's a good idea.
I think so. Yeah, you're welcome for the cooking shit I gave.
There is another thing I want to try. Instead of doing the sweet style donut, obviously since I use the biscuits, you can pretty much give it any flavor.
Oh, yeah.
I thought of doing either a garlicky type donut that would go with like a
you could do a
spaghetti.
Knot.
I was gonna say don't do a donut, do a garlic knot.
Yeah,
and take so like, the biscuits and go and then knot them up.
No. Buy the croissant, and then stretch out the croissant and make it a knot, and then put the like seasoning in there, butter it.
But I really don't know what else I'm gonna be deep frying. I'm going to continue to look into it, but stuff like the Hot Pocket I'm curious about because I feel like that would give a Hot Pocket
a new
life. That little extra oomph. And the pierogies that you brought up last week was
you need to
just
let me come
idea.
Over. We need to have like a family dinner night and I need to make what is that thing I made for you that one time, Kyle, that we ate? I need to make you guys fish po' boys.
Oh,
with
those
your deep
were
fryer.
Fucking good.
Dude, you will fucking lose your mind.
Welcome to the food podcast.
Anything with the word po' boy in it, I'm all in because I've never had anything off of a menu that says that word that I haven't fucking loved.
Dude, I made homemade po' boys with homemade slaw. Oh my gosh.
Fucking love slaw.
We so fucking made them.
So, looking at next week, hopefully we have another fry update for you guys. We'll try the pierogies.
Oh, yeah.
We'll try the Hot Pockets. I think we'll do donuts again because those are always a knockout.
Oh, yeah.
And they make mini pierogies now. So,
cute
that'd be
little
even.
Dudes.
So, they're like
oh,
as
yeah,
big as
those.
Pizza rolls, man. I think those would be great in the deep fryer. Throw 20 of them in instead of full size rogues.
Another thing I want to relive from my college days is make my deep fried macaroni balls.
Mom made those for me once and they were pretty damn good.
Something that might be worth trying is something that we had at Metro Diner.
Take hash browns
with like a cheddar cheese sauce and some spices, get them into little balls. Throw in a little flour
chives,
around
put some chives
deep fry
in
those
there.
Babies.
Ooh,
oh, they're,
ooh,
they were fucking
ooh, they were
good.
So
I'm all
good.
In on that, too.
They were like gourmet tater tots.
Welcome to the
so
Fryer Podcast.
So fucking good. Welcome to the Fat Podcast, where we talk about is frying foods. And
I should start a podcast like that.
To gain 100 pounds.
It'd be my life journey. Welcome to the Fat Podcast. Kyle's life.
We just fry stuff live on fucking podcast.
If the title of this episode is not Grandpappy, I'm gonna kill myself.
Oh my god!
Slowly, yeah, slowly by eating more things from the Grandpappy.
So yeah, we are definitely gonna work out the Grandpappy. Hopefully, we can actually get like a full game plan down for maybe Friday night or Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think Saturday night would be better because then we can both just get trashed as shit and eat a bunch of fried foods.
Yeah, and get a little bit buzzed and we'll
fry buzz some stuff. Buzz it up. Buzz it up. And I'll bring the ingredients for those hash brown, like, gourmet tater tot type deals. Cause
it was straight so up, good. Bro. Let's do it. Sorry, Mom, but your children are now all going to be fatter in hell because you bought me a grandpappy.
Feel my bad, arteries Mom. Get Feel more bad. And more clogged every time I go over to your son's house.
But my heart.
Enough
when
of
I
the...
Can't, you know what? I think I can't help her. I can't help you move next weekend. Sorry, Allison. I've That's got too many fault. Fats and fried foods in my veins. It's all your fault. I can't do this work for you.
But I think that's enough of the WTS hashtag food network.
Fat network.
Or the deep fried WDKS. Anybody else got any bullshit?
Kyle?
Not really.
All right. Reed?
No, not a whole lot. I just really have to pee-pee vagina right
Dude,
now.
Dude, me too. I'm about to piss my like, pants.
It's a good thing you guys have two bathrooms because...
If you gotta go now, go now.
No. I want to hear your bullshit.
I don't really have any bullshit. I kind of already gave my little spiel.
All the fish are dead.
I mean, all the fish are dead. That's like my update. That's it. The fish are dead, and the tank is gone. I don't have the burden of taking care of it anymore.
Well, I guess if River doesn't have any, I just gotta go.
I guess Reed's gone, so we gotta wait.
I think that he really had to pee. Well. So, hey, wife.
Hi.
I can hear him peeing.
Yeah. Thin walls.
I have to pee.
The toilet's flushing. Are you going to leave too?
No. I don't do that.
Okay.
I will say, look, guys, listeners, please go listen to the library. I'm really proud of it. And I just launched it again, and we went through some. Oh, Reed's back. Okay, back. All right. Back. Oh, back. Man. Oh.
Holy at casual, fuck. At casual. Woo!
Okay, I think now.
Oh, great. I guess since you're back, Reed.
Sorry,
we can
guys.
Do the social medias, and you know what? You're going to go last.
Well, we have all
as
this.
As punishment for abandoning.
Ha ha, it's not me this time. Ha ha, it's not me. Woohoo!
Actually, Kyle, you know what? Go first.
Yeah, boy! Oh, yeah! All right, my social media, you can find me anywhere you want. I mainly use Twitter. I barely use Instagram anymore, but you can find me anywhere. Kyle J. Weeks, KyleJWeeks. River, what your socials?
Hey, y'all, what's up? So we have a Facebook now. Wow.
We do.
We have Facebook a Facebook. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook now at WDKSPod. That's WDKSPod on Instagram and Facebook. You can follow my pretty little ass on Instagram at river.j.weeks. That's Instagram at river.j.weeks. Reed, hit us with your social media, please.
All right. If you would like to follow me, see what I'm doing, see what we are doing, you can hit me up on Instagram. I am legs wide open.
I love the fucking Creed references.
You
dude.
Do not need to wait for me to accept you
what
on
you
Instagram.
Do have to do for me?
You just slap that fucking follow at official Podman Reed. That is at official Podman R-E-E-D. That is Reed with an R-E squared D at official Podman Reed on Instagram. And that's all I got, guys. All
right. I guess that's it.
No, wait. You can follow me on... No, I'm just kidding. You can't follow me on Untapped yet.
Because he still doesn't have a fucking Untapped.
But I have an Untapped, and you can follow me at Kyle J. Weeks, and I'm actually going to start using it. So you can follow me there. Hey guys, guess what?
What?
Say what?
What?
We just finished episode 2. See you next week.
Bye guys.
Bye bye.
Yeah.